Welcome to the Film Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:20 Irish Summer Time. Today is September 5th. Well, today has been a day where we saw a number of markets getting pulled back rather significantly. And this is not too much to worry about as of yet. We saw a number of markets looking a little bit overextended, particularly markets like the Nasdaq, which had really moved up rather impressively and to come quite close to its highs, but was looking a little bit overextended. And today, the composite is down 24 points, and on the futures contract, the Nasdaq 100 is trading at just over 2,000 as I speak. The S&P was down 1.15%, and the Dow Jones was down 1.07%. I mentioned last night that the S&P had encountered a little bit of resistance around that around 1,500 level, and it gave up a little bit more in here today. So we do appear to be into another period of a bit of consolidation in here. Europe sold off rather aggressively towards the end as you had the weaker US Open, and the FTSE was down 1.66%, just over 100 points. The DAX was down 1.73%, and the biggest loser of the day was the Italian index, that was down almost 2.5%. This move on the DAX does rather countermand the upward break from this range that we've seen, and if it doesn't go up tomorrow, there's a good chance that it's going to go back down and test the bottom of the range. A rule of thumb from the chart seminar is that if you have a failed breakout from a well-defined trading range, there's a good chance that it's going to go back down and test the lower side of that range, which could pull the DAX back as far as 7,200 over the coming weeks. Of course, that is assuming that it goes down again tomorrow, and of course, that is not guaranteed by any means. Looking at some of the Asian indices, the weakest was without doubt in Japan. Serial underperformer here, and this was a bit of a stiff downward dynamic following some relatively positive trading over the last couple of weeks, down 1.6% here. And that does really need to start putting a couple of good days together. Hong Kong was up 183 points in here, although that was below today's open. In fact, it had opened well up on the day and fallen early on and then rallied towards the end of the session to close at a new high above 24,000. So that's really rather positive action there. And this consolidation that we've seen around the July high has been really very much with an upward bias, and it does look like it's going to, provided of course you don't have other markets moving into a more bigger type consolidation. It does look like Hong Kong is continue to be will continue to be the market that can make the running here. Looking at some of the other asset, well, I'd also like to talk about India. India has had a smaller reaction than we saw back in February. It found support around 14,000, and it has rallied more or less on consecutive days. It's coming right back up towards those highs underneath that 16,000 level. It's at 15,446 right now. And in common with the Nasdaq, it is looking a little bit overstretched up here. So if we saw consolidation around these areas or around this level, it really wouldn't be too surprising. But the long-term potential, particularly when you look at that weekly chart in the chart library, it does look like this has really only been a hiccup when you look at it in relative terms to what the kind of corrections that India has had in the past. And it does look like the interest rate situation has steadied up there. There aren't going to be any further rises, at least in the short to medium term, which is a boon for the Indian stock market. Because you've had this weakness in the US, Treasuries got a boost of life in here today. They were up 25 points on the 30-year and 20 points on the 10-year. So pushed right back up above 112 on the 30-year. This is looking like a consolidation. It may have further to go here, but personally, I don't think it's got very much further to go on the upside, although it could possibly get up towards 114. At the moment, there's very little to doubt it, though, in the chart pattern. This does look like a consolidation, and if it improves tomorrow, it will be an upward break from a short-term consolidation. Looking at some of the other bonds, the Eurobonds were up 59 points, so they're at 113, so that's a good positive day there, and gilts as well, up 32 points, although of the three, they're probably the weaker. The weaker set. Looking at the currency markets, the dollar had been a little bit stronger earlier on in the session, but gave it up, and the euro closed up, well, at the moment, I should say, it's up 51 ticks, the pound up 75 at 202.05. So the dollar, it has been relatively steady over the last couple of weeks and continues to gradually come back towards that 80 level. It had been finding a little bit of resistance over the last sort of 10 days at around 81. Today sees it falling down from that level. It does look like we're going to see it go back and test that 80 level. And in the absence of some pretty major upward dynamic, I think that the 80 level is unlikely to provide any type of meaningful support. Looking at the precious metal complex, gold is at 682, up 45 cents. Silver was down 9 on the day, palladium down $2.8, and platinum up 1.8. So, pretty quiet day here. What we have seen in gold is that it's rallying impressively. It's appreciating in a number of other currencies, particularly some of the reserve currencies and indeed some of the commodity currencies. And it's by far over the last, because of the very significant rally that it's put on over the last 3 or 4 days, it's now the best performing of the precious metals. Silver continues to be quite cheap down around these levels, particularly relative to the performance of gold. And gold is coming right back up towards that sort of 690 level, where it has really found trouble getting past over the last 6 months. If it sustains a move above 700, that's going to be a very good signal that this consolidation is over, and we can expect gold to then attract significant new buying power, particularly from momentum players. Looking at the industrial metal complex, nickel was down 1,400 today, so that's down to 27,300, still above that 25,000 level, and it does look like it's going to take some time around here. Copper marginally down as well, $4.4. Lead a little bit weaker in here, back down below $3,000, so at 2,923. The worst performers have been zinc, which fell below that 3,000 level. I posted the chart in the interesting chart section today, and that's a relatively important breakdown. It really does need to bounce right back above that 3,000 level to offset potential for a further correction here. And aluminium is also quite weak in here. I think there was news a couple of days ago that the stockpiles are as high as they've been in 3 or 4 years, which is dampening the speculative interest there. Looking at the soft commodities, wheat up, limit up again here today, up another 30 points. But the other grains were really quite muted. Corn was only up a couple. Actually, I don't have those figures. They've gone blank actually on my screen. But I looked at the charts before I started recording, and corn, soybeans, and oats were really quite quiet today. But wheat is definitely where the running is in here right now, as indeed the meats are quite firm in here as well. Oil was up 76 cents today, so still continuing to push back upwards towards that high around the sort of 78 level, and it's been up on, let's see, 8 of the last 10 days, having found support around that $70 level. It is unlikely, I think, that it's going to go straight through $80 without some sort of consolidation, but given the strength with which it's been appreciating over the last 10 days, I think we have to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And David is back in the office tomorrow. I think he'll be recording the audio on Thursday and Friday. Then I'll be back in the hot seat all of next week, and David is back full time from, I think this is 17th of September. But thank you very much for your time, and have a good evening.